Good morning. It's Saturday the 30th of May, the last weekend before June, and the research weather this morning is what I'd call thinning storm. The big lab tentpoles of midweek have moved past, and what's left is the long tail of consequences. A funding round that is also a compute commitment, a new model class from a European lab that is not a language model, a serving stack benchmark from the open source community on hardware that is not from the dominant United States supplier, and a quiet release from a robotics lab in California that I missed earlier this month. Before the four pieces, though, let me walk you through what the week looked like, because the four pieces only make sense in the context of the arc. It was a week dominated by Anthropic. That is the simplest one-sentence read on the last 5 days of reading, and almost everything I want to say underneath that observation is in service of it. The arc began on Monday with the White House nearing a deal that would let the National Security Agency and other United States intelligence services use Claude on classified networks. That piece was the highest scoring item of Monday, and it framed Anthropic's position not as a lab competing on benchmarks, but as an institution being pulled into the national security stack alongside the established defense primes. By Tuesday morning, the conversation had shifted to Pope Leo XIV's first encyclical, Magnifica Humanitas, which set artificial intelligence as a moral test of human primacy, and which the Massachusetts Institute of Technology Technology Review covered as a template for individual reckoning with the AI moment. That same Tuesday brought Google's I/O conference with Gemini 3.5 Plus, the Spark agent, Gemini Omni for multimodal video, the Anti-Gravity 2.0 coding environment, and Cursor Composer 2.5, matching Opus 4.7 on the coding agent index at a fraction of the cost. The Cursor news mattered because it told you the open tooling layer was now eating into the proprietary frontier, which becomes the through line for Saturday. By Wednesday morning, the financial picture had tilted. The information reported that Anthropic's revenue is now roughly 35% above OpenAI's at a $45 billion annual run rate. The same day brought what I'd call the inference decacorn cluster. Fireworks at $15 billion, Besetton at $11 billion, OpenRouter closing a $113 million Series C, NVIDIA published the first benchmarks for the Vera Central Processing Unit with 88 Olympus cores and 1.2 terabytes per second of memory bandwidth, and Micron passed $1 trillion in market capitalization on AI memory demand. Nathan Lambert published a piece called Some Ideas for What Comes Next that synthesized the week's reinforcement learning from human feedback discourse better than I could have. Take Wednesday as the week's compute and money day. Everything from Thursday onward rests on what was priced in that morning. Thursday was a quiet research day. The strongest items were on the archive, a chispo on closing the thinking-acting gap in multimodal agentic reasoning, memtrace on error attribution in language model memory systems, fluxmem on connectivity evolving memory for agentic workflows, bidirectional evolutionary search on breaking the best of N wall, and locate anything on parallel box decoding, unifying grounding and detection. None of those are the kind of paper that resets the field, but they collectively show where the agentic research community has moved into engineering the substrate of long-running agents rather than just demonstrating they can be built. I want to flag that because it changes the criteria for what counts as interesting. A year ago, a memory paper was novel by virtue of existing. Now, it has to earn its place by improving trace fidelity or composition behavior, and a grounding paper needs to argue throughput rather than recall. The bar moved quietly sometime in the last two quarters, and Thursday's cohort is the cleanest evidence I've seen that the agentic systems community has crossed from existence proofs into engineering discipline. Then, Friday landed the headline pair. Anthropic shipped Claude Opus 4.8, claiming the number one position on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index at 61.4 points versus GPT 5.5 at 60.2, with 84% on online mind-to-web, dynamic workflows in Claude Code, and what the system card called the first Mythos preview signal, the lab's name for cyber offensive capability that warrants a separate disclosure regime. The same morning, Anthropic closed its Series H at $65 billion on a $965 billion post-money valuation, with compute commitments stitched alongside. 5 gigawatts with Amazon, 5 gigawatts of tensor processing unit capacity with Google and Broadcom, plus participation in SpaceX's Colossus data center build. That pair of announcements is the single largest capability plus financing release I've covered in the year I've been doing this. Mistral's release wave, including the Vibe Long Horizon agent and Mistral Medium 3.5, fell underneath that headline, but was substantial in its own right. Anthropic's interpretability team also shipped natural language autoencoders the same day, the line of work that trains Claude to translate its own internal state into natural language explanations, paired with HeadViz for attention head visualization. The Department of War's Friday budget request for more than $2 billion in fiscal 2027 on combined joint all-domain command and control included approximately $1.5 billion for Palantir's Maven smart system, a number that closes the open question of whether the Maven program would survive the budget cycle. Friday was the kind of day where every category, frontier capability, financing, interpretability, government procurement, moved at once. One last week, in review thread I want to call out before we move into Saturday proper. The defense and government side ran a parallel arc all week that mostly stayed underneath the Anthropic story. The Monday White House and National Security Agency deal kicked it off. Tuesday's Department of Defense, Chief Digital and Artificial Intelligence Office Project Arcadia announcement. The Five Eyes Shared Digital Battlespace Initiative coming out of the Combined Digital Leadership Summit was the international counterpart. The Department of War overhaul on innovation ecosystem, the Defense Innovation Unit's prize challenges for autonomous mine countermeasures and driverless ground vehicles, the Center for Security and Emerging Technologies Beyond P of Doom report from Andrew Lone on quantifying AI risk without using probability, all of those threaded through the week at a steady cadence underneath the headline-grabbing capability releases. By Friday, the picture had resolved. The United States government is now spending and contracting on artificial intelligence at the cadence of a strategic priority program rather than a research initiative. If you've been waiting for the moment when AI policy stopped being the slow-moving sibling of AI capability, this was the week. Now, with that arc in mind, here are the four pieces I came across overnight that pick up exactly those threads. First up, Anthropic raised $65 billion in a Series H at a $965 billion post-money valuation. I covered this yesterday, but the way it's settling overnight deserves a second look, because the financing announcement and the compute build-out announcement are not actually two things. They are one thing: the 5-gigawatt Amazon commitment, the 5-gigawatt tensor processing unit commitment with Google and Broadcom, and the SpaceX Colossus participation together constitute about a 10-gigawatt training compute footprint locked in across three independent supply chains. To put that in context, a single gigawatt-scale training facility today consumes the equivalent of a small American city's electrical load, and the largest known frontier training campuses operate at roughly 1 to 2 gigawatts. Anthropic is, with this round, announcing that it has secured the compute for the model class beyond Opus 4.8. The valuation closes the private market gap with OpenAI almost exactly. Both companies now sit in the $900 billion to $1 trillion range, and the revenue ratio reported on Wednesday means the price is no longer a stretch on multiples. The strategic read I'd offer is that the Mythos preview disclosure on Opus 4.8, where the model demonstrated cyber offensive capability sufficient to warrant a separate threat modeling regime, is the model class this compute is meant to train. War on the Rocks ran an essay overnight asking exactly the right uncomfortable question. If American-made compute trains models with the cyber offensive capabilities Anthropic's Mythos preview demonstrated, and that compute is sold to a strategic adversary, what responsibility does the seller bear? They published it as a Dwarkesh Patel and Jensen Huang interview reread, walking through 40 minutes of conversation in which the interviewer asked the responsibility question six different ways, and the chief executive's answers hovered a safe distance away from a direct answer. The piece does not resolve the question, but it makes clear the question is now load-bearing. The export control debate, the sovereign AI debate, the Nemetron coalition partnerships, and the Friday Department of War request for $2 billion on the combined joint all-domain command and control program are all downstream of how that question is answered. Worth reading in full this weekend if you have been following the supply chain side of the frontier model story. Moving on to our second story, Mistral introduced what it calls Physics AI, a new class of foundation models trained to predict the behavior of physical systems, framed as the foundation for accelerating engineers and hardware product teams. This is the announcement I had been waiting for from the European lab. Mistral has been the consistent open-weight frontier alternative to the Anthropic and OpenAI proprietary stack for 2 years, but the company has never publicly opened a second product line outside text and code. Physics AI as a category means general physics emulators, neural surrogates for fluid dynamics, structural mechanics, electromagnetics, in the same spirit as DeepMind's GraphCast and GenCast for weather and NVIDIA's modulus framework for engineering computational fluid dynamics, but trained as foundation models rather than per-domain solvers. The launch post did not publish architecture details, training data composition, or benchmark numbers against the academic baselines, which is the thing I would want next. What we can say is that the European lab, with the strongest open-weight track record, is now competing in scientific computing, and that the timing, 5 days after Pope Leo's encyclical, asked the lab community to think about human primacy in technical terms, is unlikely to be accidental. The release also lands the same week ARC Institute described perturb space, a single labeling step added to standard single-cell sequencing that lets each cell carry its tissue location alongside its transcriptome, its clustered, regularly interspaced, short palindromic repeats, guide identity, and other modalities. Two AI for Science announcements in the same week, from a European lab and an American institute, both addressing the same question. How do you build models that respect physical or biological context? Is a pattern. If you are tracking the AI for Science thread, the most important read this week is not any single paper, but the rate at which the surface area is widening. This is the month where AI for Science stopped being a side project at every frontier lab and started being a second product line. Third up, SGL Lang and the Advanced Micro Devices team published total cost of ownership numbers for disaggregated DeepSeek R1 inference on the Advanced Micro Devices Instinct MEE355X with Mori, Fritur4i, the multi-ring interconnect collective. The bottom line is that the open serving stack on Advanced Micro Devices hardware now reaches parity or better on cost per token versus the NVIDIA H100 and B200 baseline at comparable throughput. There are two things that make this matter. First, the headline result rests on high bandwidth memory, 3E capacity headroom on the MI355X, which is what lets the chip hold the entire mixture of experts expert table for a model the size of DeepSeek R1 without aggressive sharding. The previous MI300X struggled with the expert parallel all-to-all collective, and Mori is what closes that gap on the new generation. Second, the result was published by SGL Lang, the open serving stack, rather than by Advanced Micro Devices Marketing, which means the numbers came from a community-credible source running real workloads, rather than a hardware vendor benchmark deck. The practical read for anyone serving open-weight mixture of experts models at production scale is that the realistic supplier list now includes Advanced Micro Devices on the same shelf as NVIDIA, not as a future roadmap entry. The Tuesday news that Cursor Composer 2.5 had reached coding agent parity at 1/10, the cost is exactly the same shape of story. Open tooling on cheaper substrate, catching the proprietary stack. And the two pieces together make the cost curve thread of the week. TechCrunch added a companion piece overnight reporting that Grow, the inference chip startup that took a $20 billion non-acqui-hire arrangement from NVIDIA earlier this year, is now raising $650 million in internal funding to pivot harder into language processing unit inference. The information separately reported that China's ByteDance is developing its own chips with a Grok-style language processing unit architecture, working with Chinese memory specialist InnoStar Semiconductor on integration. The inference substrate story is now a three-front competition. NVIDIA still leads, Advanced Micro Devices is closing on cost, and a tier of specialist startups, Grok, Cerebras, SambaNova, is being valued and funded as a third path. The Saturday Advanced Micro Devices result is the headline, but the supporting chorus says the same thing. A separate TechCrunch piece this morning reported a chip startup raising $135 million on the thesis that the binding constraint for AI is not compute, but memory bandwidth, a position that lines up with the Wednesday Micron market capitalization milestone, and that is becoming the consensus view inside the systems community. And for our fourth and final story today, Physical Intelligence shipped PIES 0.7, a steerable robotic foundation model, with what the lab calls emergent capabilities. I missed this on the original April 16th release because the lab's blog requires browser rendering to read, and I caught it in the Saturday catch-up sweep. The model is a vision language action system, the architecture class that consumes images and natural language instructions and produces continuous robot actions. And it sits in a release line that has been remarkably consistent. PiStar 0.6 with reinforcement learning from experience last November, Pi 0.5 with open world generalization in April 2025, Pi 0 as the original generalist policy in October 2024. What Pi 0.7 adds is steerability, the ability to direct the policy at task time through natural language hints, combined with a step change in cross-task generalization that the team is presenting as emergent. I would treat the emergent framing with the usual skepticism until the methodology drops, but the through line is real. Physical Intelligence has shipped a major capability release every 2 to 3 months for 19 months running, and that consistency is becoming the dominant evidence that vision language action models scale predictably the way language models do. For anyone tracking embodied AI, this is the lab to watch through the summer. It also lands in a week where the Hugging Face Daily Papers cohort surfaced Quen VLA, Alibaba's first unified vision language action model, built on the Quen vision language stack with a diffusion transformer action head and MinWM, a full stack open source framework for real-time interactive video world models out of an academic group. Three vision language action releases of consequence in 1 week, two academic or open source, one frontier lab, and the cohort effect is what I would point at. When that many groups ship in the same architectural family in the same week, the field has converged on the right abstraction. The question of whether vision language action models scale predictably is now an empirical question with a real cohort of results behind it, rather than a single lab claim. The companion paper I want to flag from Thursday is YoCausal, a two-level benchmark inspired by the violation of expectation paradigm from cognitive science, which evaluates whether video diffusion models actually understand causality or merely overfit to statistical temporal patterns. Whether video generation is on the path to world modeling is a question asked rhetorically for a year. YoCausal is the first benchmark I have seen that operationalizes the question with real-world counterfactuals constructed by temporally reversing video, worth reading alongside the Physical Intelligence release if you are trying to triangulate the embodied AI frontier from both ends. So what does Saturday's reading tell us? The same arc that ran across the week, Anthropic capability plus financing, the compute supply chain reshaping itself underneath, open tooling catching the proprietary stack on cost, is still the right framing this morning. The Series H is the financing leg. The Advanced Micro Devices benchmark is the open substrate leg. Mistral's Physics AI is the diversification leg, telling us the frontier lab competition is widening into scientific computing rather than just consolidating in chat. And the Physical Intelligence release is the long shot leg, a reminder that the field most likely to surprise us in the second half of the year is not language, but action. If you want one paragraph to take into the weekend, take this. The last 3 months have been the period where the open source serving stack, the European Frontier Lab, and the embodied AI specialists stopped being supporting characters in a story narrated by the American proprietary labs and started shipping at the cadence and the consequence of the lead actors. That is what the four pieces this morning collectively say. The cost curve is bending. The substrate is diversifying. The applications are widening. The frontier is still in California, but the frontier is no longer the only place worth watching. I will be back Monday with the next chapter. The markets are closed Sunday, and so am I, and the week ahead has the next Hugging Face Daily Papers cohort and whatever the European labs decide to ship before the Pentecost holiday closes Brussels. Until then, keep reading papers. Take an afternoon off if the sun is out wherever you are, and see you Monday.